Hello and welcome to Faith is Hope. I'm Dave. In my last podcast, I was talking about some of what I've been shown by God in visions and dreams that's coming. Let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not psychic. I can't predict or see into the future. What I'm shown isn't something that I dream or make up for my benefit. I haven't written a book, made a movie, or gone on television telling the world about my being healed. I don't run around telling people that I'm some sort of modern prophet who receives visions from God. I've shared the visions with the people closest to me, my family and friends. But for the most part, I keep things pretty quiet. Not because I don't want people to know, but because I don't want people thinking that it's all about me, making me something that I'm not. Being healed, the visions I've been shown, everything that I've been given is a gift from God. All glory belongs to God the Father. When I told my wife about the first vision I had, she got this real scared look on her face. I get that same reaction from many of my friends. Then the questions start to flow. When is this all going to happen? Did God give you a date or a timeline? How will it all start? What can I do to protect myself and my family? Is the world coming to an end? Are we all going to die? And that's where it gets interesting. Here's a little test for you. Do you see what's going on around you and the world? Do you see what's going on around you and the world, but you have this go-along to get-along feeling, so you just look the other way? Or are you one of those people who just refuses to see? You know, even a blind man knows when a skunk's close by. I'm telling them exactly what I'm telling you, that what I've been shown in every one of the visions and dreams, you can read about in a number of the books of the Old Testament. Many of the prophets talk about the end times. In the New Testament, Jesus talks about the time of great and terrible tribulation in Matthew 24, and in the books of Mark and Luke, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and the book of Revelations. I'm telling you that what I've been shown will happen in every corner of the world. Every nation, every state, every city, every home. It doesn't matter if you live in the mountains, the deserts, or the woodlands. There will be nowhere to run, no place to hide. But Jesus told us that. There's no reason to fear what you already know. I guarantee you, it's not going to be pleasant. Many people will die. Much of the earth will be destroyed. But there again, we're told this. Jesus said that we would be persecuted. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 21 and 22, it says, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and the children will rise up against the parents and have them put to death. You will be hated for all my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Matthew 24, verses 9 and 10 says, "They will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another." Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17, "For this we declare to you by the word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep." That means those who have died. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord." Then Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 9 and 10, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, dead or alive, we might live with him." Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, "Now concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by spirit or spoken word or a letter seeming to come from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of the lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with his breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all the power and false signs and wonders, and with all the wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion, so that they may believe what is false, in order that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So, the Antichrist is coming before Christ's return. He's going to be able to do all kinds of wonders and miracles and perform all these same things that Christ did. The only difference is he cannot do it in the name of God. So, Christ is going to descend from heaven. What makes you think that the Antichrist can't do the same thing? Satan is giving him every bit of power to deceive the world. John of Patmos said in Revelations 10, verse 7, "But that in the days of the trumpet call to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets." There you have it, the seventh trumpet. And that's where it all gets tied together. Christ's return is coming after the time of great tribulation and the Antichrist. They must come first, and the world will know that Christ's return is now with the sound of that seventh trumpet. Not only God the Father knows for sure when everything will be turned loose on the earth. "God has shown me these things, not so I can tell the world about all the death and destruction that's coming, and it is coming. God has shown me these things so that each of us can prepare, so that everyone has the chance to come to and accept Jesus Christ, to turn from the sinful world and accept forgiveness and salvation. Because on that day, when the world stands before God, the "I didn't know" or "nobody told me" excuse, well, I'm here to tell you right here and right now, you have been told. What happens from here is your choice. It's all up to you. Hey, I'm Dave. Join me next time when I talk about attacks. And until then, I'll see you at the rest area.